Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. What is happening in America this week has been simmering toward an open boil for years, and is not only about race, or police brutality, or inequality, or poverty, or unemployment, or the pandemic, or despair. It is about all those things. Nor is it 1968 all over again. I was there in 1968, and this is not the same. The sickness we had in our guts that year, the rage that combusted big chunks of our cities, arose in part from having lost three of our most revered leaders in the last few years. Imagine if that had happened to Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Thank God that element is not here today. There are other differences. The confrontations between demonstrators and police in 1968 were almost invariably between an all-black crowd and an all-white police line. Today, the demonstrators often include large numbers of white people. We've integrated our riots. Shouldn't we get some credit for that? Back then, the police usually stood shoulder to shoulder with helmets, shields, and batons. Today, they may arrive in armored Humvees brandishing automatic weapons. Not all demonstrations become riots or include looting. It often depends on how they are dealt with by authorities. Mobs have characteristics that cannot be easily read unless you're on the ground with them. I know that because, as a journalist, I have been there fairly often. During a three-day riot in Hamilton, Bermuda, years ago, the mob occupied Government House and its expansive walled grounds. The police were being quite passive, and that evening things quieted down with the mob bedded down inside the walls and the police watching them from a distance. The mood of the crowd was easygoing and friendly, and I wanted to capture that, so I went to one of the wrought iron gates, stuck my camera through a space, and lit up my sun gun. There was immediate bedlam as people who had been lying about leapt to their feet, shook their fists at the camera, and roared demands. When I turned the sun gun off, they went back to their repose, a lesson I cannot forget. I have been tear-gassed, arrested for being in a riot while bearded. Discrimination has many forms, you know. Briefly kidnapped by rioters, and on one occasion threatened by the riot police I was among because I had described them on the air as nervously preparing to advance. "We are not nervous," they screamed at me, clashing their batons on their shields. Who knew they were listening to the radio? Even with experience, you can't get much of a feel for the nature of a mob you see on TV, because of the sun gun effect I just described, and because a crowd might spend a whole day relaxed and in a good mood, but in the evening, if that evening somebody torches a car or a building, that's all the coverage you're going to see of that event. Except that, with cable TV networks covering things wall to wall, we didn't have them in 1968. You get to see a little more. Watching from my perspective, what I have seen as much as anything in recent days are police riots. The trigger for all this, not the cause, the trigger, was a casual on-camera murder committed by a police officer. In the past few days, we've seen police fire paint gun rounds at people standing on their own porches in Minneapolis, fire rubber bullets and tear gas rounds at demonstrators who were kneeling to show their peaceful intentions. That was in Dallas. And drive their cruisers straight into a crowd in Brooklyn. Not to mention arresting a black CNN correspondent while he was on the air, and while a white CNN correspondent a few feet away was left alone. What the events of 1968 and today have in common is this. They were and are expressions of rage by people who have been pushed too far down for too long and are not going to take it anymore. Moralize all you want about breaking traffic laws and stealing TVs. When large numbers of people get this angry about this many things, attention must be paid. Something real had better get done. And I don't mean read the Riot Act. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.